dear, this doesn't stick at all. What? Vrina? What is that?
No,
oh, this?
The lapel, it should be actually closer to your head.
Like this?
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, they sabotaged it. Yeah, mine doesn't stick today either.
Seems slippery.
That's maybe I just have this
Who wants to buy some ring?
Sorry.
I'll do it. Have you changed the file yet?
I was trying to, I didn't have privileges to get in to update your file.
I forgot that actually.
I meant to send the email. And
yeah.
When
you said it at the beginning, I thought, must check the read write, and then
I
never did.
I forget mine as well. It's just like, every time I put something in there. That was the main thing. So as soon as I had something, it'll be ready. I was making a couple little changes as well. So those will be able to play with. Still working on the, trying to get the topics and summary search implemented as well. So that's sort of tonight. Getting a better feel for all these night objects.
Seems
a little chaos.
I
know it's like if you're going to use this stuff later on in your life, you need to spend the time to invest and learn all about them. But it's like, what's the minimum I can get? Unless I want to do something with this in the future.
Make browsers for this. There is a file in the directory called disfor. What is that?
I saw that and I'm just trying to remember if I did create it. I was trying some stuff a couple weeks ago. So that may be mine.
It doesn't start anything in
it.
It does. It has about 3 lines of XML.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's hard to get to things. So.
Right. Well.
Remove
that just. Just for nicety.
It just seems to be a fine space. All right, doesn't matter. I had lots of stuff in there yesterday. Loads of stuff.
All those objects.
They lived there, but then I had even more stuff there yesterday. I was unzipping all these kind of crazy huge things. I needed them, they were for this though. It's alright.
I was recording on that.
Oh, it's huge.
Okay.
Several gig, I think.
It's much bigger than all of our home, but it's just
Has anyone had time to play with it?
Yeah, I had a play with it yesterday.
Any comments?
No, it was good really, yeah, that's it. It generated a lot of exceptions in the background. It didn't cause any problems, but it just...
Do we want to keep that? Like, are we keeping that, how that happens? It just prints everything out in the shell as well, like, as it does everything, just kind of... I guess that's its default behavior.
Might as well, yeah, I mean...
Doesn't really do anything.
Yeah. The thing is that, yeah, there is, as I said a while ago, there is still this one error, which is a bug in NXT.
Okay.
That always generates these. I think when you left click or right click or something, I can't remember now. But if it's a real error, then it stops, so it can't.
Yeah,
be
I didn't discover any of those. Yeah, I did have a list.
Good. Good.
I followed it to see if it didn't break. So it didn't break. I didn't play that long. Seems alright, isn't it? And yeah. the startup screen is quite good. Please, alright.
Yeah.
I was more or less just playing with the things I had to do directly before I was doing it. So didn't take it for a full test drive yet, but you can do that.
Yeah, be good. Is there any comments you have about just like wording and or some sort of minor things?
No, that's right. Mm. The only thing, the startup screen is not too pretty. But
yeah, I know. At the moment as well, the whole windows that pop up are not pretty at all. But you know, I would make them a bit nicer if I had more time. But at the moment, it doesn't look like that.
No,
so
it's not.
I will.
Change your window manager, it might look a little bit nicer.
Yeah, I think it'd look better on Windows as well, actually, because Java uses the native Windows, doesn't it? So. Yeah.
Actually, can we run it on Windows?
But that took me so long to do this bloody start window.
Did it really?
Nasty. So I'm quite glad that it looks, you know, nice on one run and all this kind of
thing.
Were
you using like a GUI builder or just all?
No, this is just, yeah.
Well, the speaker characterization is finished.
Cool. All right.
I haven't updated all those object files yet, though, because it takes ages on these computers. So I do it. It's faster for some bizarre reason. If I log in at home and then run the code, it runs it much faster than if I do it here.
That's odd, yeah.
But it does. I just can't have to sit in the lab and wait half an hour.
Can you connect to your home machine from here and then start it from there?
Really speed up.
Try that a few times. Yeah, I started using your the speaker. I don't know if you've seen that in
it tells you what speakers are in which meeting, and then you can see which topics. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. But it's good. Your stuff is really good. It's got a good interface and easy to use. It's nice.
The dialogue apps are all done, and Echo I'm using some of them. But the thing what I wanted to talk about the dialogue apps was there are some that occur all the time that are just, and I don't know how interesting there are. So the first one statement is that I've removed it because it was like everything is prefixed by statement. Every single dialogue act starts with statement.
Right.
And so everybody's top dialogue act statement.
Well, we include that then.
So I got rid of that. And then everybody, the next one seems to mostly be back channel. Well, I don't know what that means. Who knows? What was it? Back channel.
It's when they say, yeah.
Is that what that means? Yeah. Oh, we'll keep that then. And then the other.
I don't know if that's very useful because everyone does it.
Exactly.
It's very.
Some people don't know. There are some people who don't do that.
Really?
Actually, yeah, you can see that they don't do that. And it's the bottom of their list.
They're asleep, I think.
And some people have. And acknowledgement is a big one that comes up all the time. Yes, no questions. What else?
So, suggest. Maybe you can suggest a few that which would be interesting to list, like three or four or something.
But that's the thing, that's what I wanted to know, whether or not because at the moment you can get, there's a method that will just give you the top five, or the top X, you give it end number, and give you the top whatever for each person. And then each meeting knows about all the different dialogue acts for each person in the meeting, and the amount that occurred, and we'll give you that in top order as well, or we'll give you, or you can just search for each specific dialogue act. That you have to search on in B's and K's rather than real words. I don't know what I can change that. So I don't know what we want to display. That's why.
You have like a choice so they can filter those out. The top most common, just say okay, show all or show, only.
All the like 25.
Do we care if you know? Why don't I think you know it would be difficult. But it would be difficult if in the speaker characterization window we had a heading, top five dialogue acts, and then the little brackets, but they're not actually the top five, but top five minus the most common ones, which are
I think we should have the global top five. because each speaker's got a top whatever, and so just say one of the boxes just explains, says this is my top five dialogue apps.
For the speaker. Yeah.
And then in the meeting you have what you could either have the most commonly occurring ones, or you could have a list of each speaker's top dialogue apps. Either of those would do you, but it would start taking up a lot of space.
No, I wouldn't, yeah.
Well, you could have, no, you don't need that. So, because it's the speaker window, the speaker character organization.
Exactly,
comes
yeah.
Up. So, you've got the global one there, and then here you can just have the top five in this meeting.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
the top five in that meeting, in global,
yeah,
the top
yeah,
five this meeting,
yeah.
and then the rest is
yeah.
obvious.
Yeah, just do top five, both local and global, and then have another. But then we want a selection of three or four, maybe, interesting ones. And then.
Often the interesting ones don't occur. Things like joke don't occur very often. Well, they do sometimes, but they're not that common. One guy has top five joke. One of his jokes is in undergrad. <That's funny.
laughs> You followed all this up.
Yeah, this is good for browsing minds. Perfect. I mean, that's exactly
what's
funny. Yeah. Yeah. See, that's what speaker characterization gives you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Who's the one?
I'm all interested in this guy because he seems.
Yeah.
Stick to the next joke.
So is this percentage then? If you say like joke for this speaker is percentage, I don't know, 20.
Yeah.
Is that the what percentage of his speech is joke or
what percentage
of the jokes
that he makes are
jokes
in the meeting
yeah.
and globally separately?
Yeah.
So once.
Okay.
Yeah. I think most things are coded with a dialogue act. A lot of them are coded with Z, which means by label, so I just ignored that as well.
Yeah.
It's just boring. And statement, which is boring. And also, the other thing that they have is if somebody quotes something, so if I quote a joke to you, they separate that, so they put the dialogue act, and then they put a double, a colon, and then they put that. So I just ignored any quoting material.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's
not a
real
joke anyway?
Yeah, yeah. Somebody else's joke, so you have to be original about your material.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, just keep it simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's sort of implemented now, or is that?
Yeah, that's
my own.
But I think it's pretty much complete. So I'll do that tonight, just put it out there so you can start using it.
Well, in Architect right now, I'll just recompile the M browser and then just get that.
You will?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, it uses my part as well.
Yeah.
In search.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Actually, do we have like naming convention for our source files? Just prefix them with an M?
Yeah, I was thinking that. It sort of turned out that way a bit,
yeah.
didn't it?
Yeah, that's sort of what I was doing. Like for your stuff, do you have?
No, I just thought it's called meeting and speaker.
Oh, okay.
No, I can change it.
I know, it
doesn't
matter.
At this point. No, I'm just curious.
Oh,
I was. Future stuff, maybe.
You could put it in a package.
Yeah, that's true too.
If you can bother.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
Well, it doesn't seem to make any difference. I've never ever used Java packages. It doesn't make any difference.
Yeah.
This is in the same directory, it works, so sorry.
I have one little question that I reckon we should have a little icon for our browser.
You can double click on it.
Well, no.
Oh,
the thing is, in the top left, at the moment they've got an X, which is, you know, NXT, and it's sort of a bit cheeky to use that.
Yeah, it wouldn't be something else.
So
just borrow a little Microsoft GIF like that.
No. We want something original. What do you suggest? Because the only thing I could think of was an M.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
But
you have a big yellow M?
What have I seen that before?
You'd be sued for that, I think.
Super size meeting browser. Just probably basic, just text font M, just something nice.
Yeah. I mean, it's tiny, so we can't really put more than one character, really, or one sort of simple GIF.
Anybody have any artistic talent?
Yeah. Well, I can.
MSc's in informatics, and we
can.
Yeah. we're talking about. Sometimes. I'll check if I can find anything.
Well, if you find anything, then send it to me.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'll make up some M.
How do you add that to the Java program? Is it just basic?
I'm not sure, actually.
It's really easy. You do it in one of the whatever the main window is. You do set GIF or something. Set
I know how to put it there, but
okay.
I'll have to import it somehow. I'm not quite sure.
Okay. Yeah, I think you just give it a file name.
Yeah.
You have to remember to include that in an evaluation. How did the GIF improve your browsing?
Yes.
It's a distinctive experience.
Oh yes.
It even has some sound when it comes on.
No.
No.
Sound on these machines.
No.
Actually, have you ever managed? Oh, yeah, you must have learned that. Playing any sort of music on the dice machines?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, but I think if you put headphones in, you'll just play it. Just
play that.
If the sound card is registered to your name, which it usually is not, and you have to reboot, and sometimes it still doesn't work. Yeah.
I guess that's why
we
have a separate speech tag.
Yes.
Instead of writing it from scratch, because I don't know. It's not that I haven't played on it too much, but we'll see what happens in the next days.
And we're going to be trying to get the output from that. I don't know, still haven't found out if it's feasible to open up more than one. Well, as many NOM objects as we can for each meeting to do. Like, we were getting, like, figured that the ranking did make sense, like, to be looking through the highest ranked ones first. So if we are going to look through only five, and we'll just pick the top five to do the search and find what we're looking for.
Anyways.
Thanks,
I still can't make it on TNT from
Java. Maybe I'll try.
Yeah, you try. If you can make it work, go on. Well,
Chuck. Yeah, I'd be surprised because I'm bad at Java.
I didn't expect this course to be so much of a job. Feels like it's
a job.
It's a job, of course. Yeah. Anything else. It's just like
practical job.
In fact, it's an NXT package.
Yeah. How do you guys find the documentation for NXT?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I have methods that don't have any explanation to them at all.
Yeah.
So you're just like, right, I'll try this then and see what it gives me.
It's basically generated by going to generate java.com and just and they never book to it.
Yeah. Well, it's still this research platform.
Yeah. It's good to know what methods are there without having to look at the source code.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Did we have a date for when we actually want the system done?
Friday?
Today, wasn't
it? I thought
we changed it to Friday. I thought we changed it to the 10th or something. Because the thing is, I mean, we can keep working on little things, you know, and just, oh, we should do this, so I don't know, do we want to set an actual hard deadline? Or when exactly were we going to start the evaluation?
Well, that's the problem because Steve hasn't given us any details, has he?
Well, I guess we can still come up with like test cases or whatever for the people and just come up with scenarios.
That's true.
That sort of thing. I mean, that's fairly straightforward.
I'm sure we could do that in like a meeting.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's make true. It up together.
Just brainstorm,
The thing is, we had the deadline last Friday, but we won't be able to do any evaluation during the weekend anyway.
Yeah, that's
true. So I think we could set Monday.
Yeah.
And that would give us the whole weekend.
I've got my genealogy presentation on Monday.
Oh.
out now. but yeah, Monday. Monday. I mean, we could. Should we meet up Monday? Or.
Well, we'll probably have to touch with Steve at some point if morning, I guess.
Yeah.
We'll probably just have a regular Tuesday meeting with him. Like, we could send him an email, but I don't know if he's around.
Yeah.
He's not around this week, is he?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. At the end we'll say, yeah, but you never gave us any test subjects.
What, so he's supposed to give us test subjects?
Well, sort of, that's how I understood
it. He would try.
He would make something up.
Okay.
Yeah, find some people. That's how I understood it.
Yeah.
The thing is, you know.
We're looking for volunteers.
Yes. I think if we don't get anything from him, then we should just do our friends, basically.
Yeah, if they're time. Sorry, spying people.
Well, they're going to use.
Well, they're your friends, so they should.
Perception projects and things like that.
Yeah,
it's not going to take long. It's only going to be half an hour, maybe.
Yeah, actually, some other friends of mine in different programs might be more willing. Have more of a break. So, you know, maybe get a range of types of people as well, like not.
Maybe,
like
yeah.
Like
not, well, they will be.
You know,
they'll have to be, yeah.
I think that might be good as well.
Mm.
Sort of wider range.
So,
of
how many people are we going to try and.
Almost, I think about 3 or 4 maybe.
Yeah,
that would be good.
Really? I was thinking of like 10,
no,
15.
Forever, and then you don't analyze the results.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Did an ETI course a while ago, and it's just that's what these, you know, those 3 people.
Really?
Yeah. And that was fine. Then you can do a massive amount of analysis on 3 people.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How can you get a range of people if you have 3?
Yeah, one computer science.
one art student.
And one dude off the street.
Yeah, one's supposed to be a woman, one's supposed to be a man, and one.
Yeah. Maybe we should just have 2. Oh, dear.
But yeah, if he finds them, then that's cool. If he finds people.
Another thing. We have the presentation on like in 1.5 weeks or something, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Nearly 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's 2 weeks.
Oh, it is two. Yeah, it is 2 weeks
today.
Then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we have to have done the evaluation by then?
Yeah.
I thought evaluation maybe for the report.
When's the report?
25th.
It's the Thursday. No, the Thursday,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
I think it's the Thursday.
Yeah.
I think it's the 25th. We can ask Good Friday,
yeah.
Is that Good Friday already?
Yeah, it's Good Friday.
Oh, yeah. Easter, too.
Wow.
It's not a Good Friday.
No.
Well, it wasn't originally either. So.
Well, I'm sure on the website it says Thursday.
Yeah, okay.
Mm.
Okay. So that gives us 2 days to do the evaluation. No evaluation.
Well, you know, the question is, do we need the evaluation for the presentation?
I didn't think so necessarily. I wouldn't assume, but we should ask him.
We should definitely ask him, because if not, then
we should try and have it done by then anyway. I think otherwise we'll start getting.
Yeah, that's probably quite a lot. It's a good target. It's a good.
Yeah, you might be right.
We should aim to be finished by Monday. This Monday coming. A week? No. Yeah. Well, basically for Tuesday, start the evaluation pretty much straight away, and then.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then get out.
Because we need to write a presentation as well.
To write the report, yeah, and everything.
It's just funny that you know, have it finished by Monday. Because after Monday, I'm pretty much free for about a week or so.
Exactly, me too. That's the point.
Like, we had
yeah.
A bit more time.
Yeah. Well, I'm not free after this Monday, but I'm free like after
the
18th.
Yeah, I'm free after this Monday. Well. Oh,
what
that's easy compared to me. I mean, I'm not even.
Because I don't have anything after the 18th, apart
yeah.
from this.
And you must have your research proposal.
Well, that's in on the 18th.
Is that in on the 18th?
Mm-hmm. Didn't know that. As yours.
Not that at all, yeah.
So,
timeline was the 25th, and that's Friday.
If that was us, then not him.
Yeah, just that's why I'm trying to find this.
Yeah, Thursday 24th.
So,
so
anyone fancy writing him an email?
Oh, it's actually 24th.
Just to ask whether we need to have the evaluation done for a demonstration? Or
that, yep. And
we should have it done anyway.
But it's still important to know.
Is that so a part of the demonstration to then want that information?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, we need to know that anyway to prepare the presentation in the first place. And what was the other one? Basically, how is it going with your evaluation proposal? Have you got people yet for us? Or what are you thinking and when?
Did you say anything about like what he expects of the final report and stuff? Like
no.
A few little things. Just made some comments at the last meeting. Just in general, like how it all integrates, blah blah blah.
Do we know? Did he ever say how long it was supposed to be?
No. I'd expect somewhere 10 to 15 pages.
It's gonna be
a lot. Although it's 50% of the mark, I think. Isn't it?
But we can write a lot. I mean, I think we should write everything.
Exactly. Yeah. But we have a bit of time.
Because I mean, we have interim report of 7 pages, and that's we can
7 pages.
Yeah. Oof. We could probably just expand that. I mean, a lot of it's going to be the same thing.
Yeah. Just to fine tune your detail.
Yeah. And then, I mean, write about the evaluation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can.
That's going to be quite
that could easily be like 5 or 6 pages.
I don't think.
No, it should be good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, do you want to write him an email then?
Sure.
That'd be good. And when I get home today, which will be before 6:30, I will make that file readable, writable, everything.
Sure. Yeah. No big problem.
Well, I will.
Although just to get it out of the way, so I'm trying to remember to do that tomorrow.
Well, I will need your snippets of code, or it'd be good if I had them by tomorrow evening.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to ask. At the moment, your search window, how's it organized?
Just basic, pretty much like the interim, stuff. Just sort of like Google type thing.
But at the beginning, when you haven't searched yet, is it still divided into two and the bottom half is just just empty?
Yeah.
Okay.
And as things come up, just probably.
And then if you, I don't know, double click on one,
it doesn't do anything yet.
Okay.
Well, that's the other big part. I mean, how to get that communication between the two different kinds of windows.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, if we have different things in here, like transcripts versus summaries versus topics.
Yeah.
That was why I was sort of deciding to get the three panes in there instead of just one. So there's a couple.
Well, this is the icon, by the way.
Yeah, it makes more sense.
Maybe you want to do one left click highlights the result in whatever you've got open.
Okay. Is that how it works in the other ones? In like
which
the other windows? Like the topic?
Usually one left click, it highlights it, cross highlights everything, I think. Yeah.
If you have like a particular window that you want me to mimic its behavior, then like just find it in the program and just say, okay, just how this one does it. So if it's like the topic window or the
It's difficult because Well, you could look up.
Back and figure out what objects they are.
No, that's difficult. Because the transcription window does cross-highlighting in a very awkward way.
Mm.
Because it has to find the topic first. Okay. That was a pain. And when you right click on a topic, it pops open the list of meetings that contain that topic. And that works when you left double click on a topic, on a meeting, sorry, then it loads it.
Mm-hmm.
So you could take that for loading. So if we have that the same on this one, at least that you, if you double left click, then it loads.
So one left click just highlights?
Obviously highlights whatever you've clicked on here.
Oh, just the item.
But also highlights.
The transcript or whatever it is.
Actually, it's difficult because. Because you only ever have one meeting open, and those results will be open. Well, I suppose if you have a local search, then it could cross highlight. Because you know, if you get back several different meetings here,
okay.
And you've only got one meeting open, then you can't cross highlight anything.
Although, yeah, this is actually different from how we printed up here. Like, if we're doing a global search, then we are going to do it like how we said before and pop up a list of the various meetings that found those terms, and then we'll
okay.
either multi-select or choose the one we want to actually do this. I think multi-select would make the most sense.
What do you mean by multi-select?
Well, just if there's like three of the top meetings, like we said before, language. We're looking for the word language and get the highest rated ones to actually look for the terms. So we're not loading it on all 76.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So the results from that will narrow down what we're going to use for the local search. Then we'll just do the local search on those ones that we've chosen. And if we can.
Oh, I see what you mean, yeah. Okay.
So it will be a bit different from how that is right now. When you do
well, in any case, if you left click on a result that is contained in the meeting that is currently open, then it should cross highlight.
Yes.
If not, it can't.
It should be fairly simple to just get the topics and the summaries for using that text extractor in the web file.
Yeah, you have to start with just the topics. You have to get the topics out instead of the segments.
Yeah.
Can you make, is it very difficult to make another GUI, but only for a global search?
So that we search two different?
Just take that away, the
right.
The local checkbox.
Yes.
Because,
Tab for the startup?
Yeah, because in the startup screen you can't have it.
Yeah, local anyways. Yeah. No, that's easy.
Yeah, would you make that? That'd be
that's
really
good.
Handy. Everything else can just stay the same, you know?
Yeah.
In fact, you can just leave everything as it is and just remove the checkbox.
Mm-hmm.
Radio button.
Yeah.
You're going to be able to do a global search for topics.
Yeah, that was.
Is that
like,
yeah.
Make a just
exactly.
Index.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I didn't think you'd bother
with
that,
but
yeah, cool.
What?
I didn't think you were going to bother with that.
It's not first priority, maybe.
Are we bothering with our topic stuff still?
What,
or is that sort of gone, like our own topic segment? Like, since we can't do the labeling and all the rest, we are still doing our topic segment?
Well,
we're
certainly
you are.
Do it enough to make it so we can do some numerical analysis or something.
But we're not going to be
very least.
We won't be doing a global search on the topics for our topics since they don't have labels.
No.
Label all the label ones.
Yeah.
Label twos. Okay.
Even if I happen to manage to make it do some keywords, I don't think we can expect you to also come up with a search.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm be kind of straightforward. If you're creating XML files,
yeah. If I create XML files, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
did have a look at trying to create XML files and things like that, but permission. It's a straightforward as writing an XML file, so it's, but it's organising the segment data that it just looks so complicated to get it from the plain text file.
Yeah.
Back into organised by who, which speaker speaks what, and how doing the segment. I think that was the stupidest way I could ever organise something. Organise it by time, not by speaker. So I don't know.
Okay. Are we done?
See what Steve says about the re-evaluation and then we'll keep in touch by email if we need.
Okay.
I guess we'll see them first. And Monday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do we need another meeting this week?
Probably not. I mean, just get work done. I think that's what I've got to do.
We can just email if we need.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good.